The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is September 26, 2015, and we are sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials. That's www.docsprefer.com. Dr. Wong was on here yesterday. Awesome. Man, we had a killer show. It was called Pursuit for Excellence, and that's going to be up very shortly. So go out to www.docsprefer.com. Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. They're sponsoring me for Iceland, too. They sent me a beautiful diamond bar. This is a this is a trap bar you put in the power rack. You can pull any weight you want with it, and you can press overhead. So go out to Sorenex.com. Next, this is for Albany, New York residents, Hearts Collision. HeartsCollision.com. Now, everybody knows Lori and Alex's son comes here. Today, he broke every record he's ever done lifting the Hoosa Steel Stone. He walked a decent distance up and back with 105 pounds. He broke his record for step-ups. He started doing sandbags to the shoulder, and he broke his reverse curl with a 2-inch Apollon axle. He went 55 and a half. The kid is unbelievable. And over the winter, he's going to be training here with me, and I'm going to get him contest ready. I'll have him up to between 180 and 190. He's weighing like 155 right now. This kid's going to be brutal when I get done with him. And I changed him so much mentally, man. It's amazing what you can do. I love working with people. It's dynamite. So go out. Their number is 518-477-7937. Tell them I sent you. They're awesome people. Next, we got my boy Donnie Giafardino, my fellow paisan from Florida. He was a New York boy, big Indian club guy, and he's got a company called adexclub.com. That's adexclub.com. These Indian clubs go with you can basically put screw-in weights on the end of the club from 2 pounds to 25, and he did a big thing. He had a shoulder injury for like 10 years, no matter whether he went to an MD, chiropractor. They could never straighten it out, and the next thing they were like, surgery is like, no way. He figured it out, man. He came out with these clubs, and he's sending me one. I can't wait. Next month, I'll have one, and he's got a whole program for shoulder work, and I'm going to be doing a lot of extensive stuff because I got tight shoulders a lot of times, and now that one's just about healed. I've been moving some monster iron all over me, so we'll keep up with that. So go out to adexclub.com. Also, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Go out to Fiorello Barbell Co. Download it. It's free. Think, commit, take action. That's what it's all about. You know, there's nothing really more than that. Figure out what you want to do. Go out. That'll give you 10 reasons why. FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. These are my two biggest projects to date. I think they're both life-changing. One was used initially to knock 43 pounds off Dennis. He was pre-diabetic at 267. I knocked him down to 224 in 6 months. These movements you can do anything with. You know, they're sandbag, kettlebell, trap bar, deadlift, iron boots, power wheels, everything. I cover just about everything. It doesn't matter what you're into, you can improve with this. So check that out. The winner's circle is 12 modules, 27 to 34 minutes long. I'm giving you all different routines, philosophies, what I started with, where I am now, and in between. We're going to take this database and just explode it. I got Dr. Jeffrey Smith just bought the whole thing. I got an email from this afternoon. He says he's up to the fifth module. He said it's the best stuff he's ever heard out there, and this guy is awesome. So I thank him for the compliment. So check that out at FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Obviously, next is sponsorship. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com or Motivation and Muscle and check it out. This is all to do with MDA. It's $500 a month. You're getting 7 to 16 podcasts a week. You're mentioned in the beginning and the end. And a lot of times we even talk about different companies in the beginning. This goes back to my brother Jimmy, who both sites, FBC, M&M, are dedicated to. And I specifically went to MDA here in Albany. I wanted to know what we could do. Every $500 sponsorship, 30 of it goes to flu shots. And these kids are so susceptible to this now with the colder weather. My brother died in pneumonia. They did everything they could. But at that point, he was so weak in his lungs and everything. It's just the process of the deterioration with these kids. But if we can save a few of them, that's what I want to do. And as we get bigger, we are going to add more to it. And we even want to do something big for them in the future where we'll get some guys and gals up here to do some events, have a cookout. Because you ought to see the smile on their face. You know something? We might all be tough, but these kids would kick our ass right into the ground. You want to talk about raw determination and never giving up? You got to see this to believe it, and I witnessed it for quite a while. So go out there, Fiorello Barbell Co. or Motivation Muscle, and click sponsorship. Well, this isn't our Sunday show, but it's Saturday, and my co-host Aaron Mackin is on with me. And we do a show basically called Train and Gain, and the shows have done excellent. This is our fourth show. And Erin is a U.S. Marine. She's a nutrition coach. She's the owner of Paleo Effects. Obviously, she's a strength athlete and a trainer, and she knows her shit. And we're gonna talk, before I bring Erin in, we're going to talk about three things today. We're going to talk about sandbags, and we're going to go into three movements that I really like, which I feel really, really work. And I've been doing these with little Al. In fact, we did those today. Al and Dennis were over. I'm kind of creating this atmosphere now where I want little Al to start realizing what it's like to compete somewhat against somebody in this stuff. I want to see how he is, because he can be kind of timid at times. Is he going to back off? Is he going to seize it? And he did smoke in today. So we're going to go over that. And then Aaron's got a great post-workout drink called Snickerdoodle Cookie Smoothie, which ought to be interesting. And then for the good meal, the recovery meal, she's got a spicy PB&J wings. So, Aaron, welcome to Motivation and Muscle, kid.
Hey, good to be back.
Good to have you. Give everybody a little bio, and then we're going to kick right in.
Okay. What should I divulge about myself today? Here's something you didn't mention.
What?
I'm a mom.
Yep.
To a nine-year-old. Now nine-year-old. It was her birthday last week. So shout out to Stella.
Yep.
You know, I always give a little bit of a different flavor about myself. This week I will tell you that I think that I've really delved into the spiritual and emotional side of making myself stronger this year more than ever before in my life. So I feel like a very balanced, strong person, strong warrior now. And I love that only because I can help shed the light for other people who are really looking for where to balance things out and how to become a total package versus just being hyper-focused or obsessed on one small aspect, thinking if they change that one thing, that's going to change their whole lives and make all their problems go away. And unicorns are going to come shooting out their butt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. It takes the whole thing, and it's a journey of self-discovery. And the folks that have found out, you know, one good thing for them, that's how we can come and, you know, bring others along and bless them too. So that's what I'm about lately.
Okay, cool. And before we get into the show, I just want to say we lost, I don't know, the best way to describe him, I think, is this man was the greatest stone historian ever. We lost Peter Martin last night. He passed away. For anybody that doesn't know Peter, one of his major books he wrote of Stones and Strength with Steve Jeck, who's been with us before, who, in my opinion, Steve started the whole Husafell saga, where then it went to Bill Crawford. We all went. Then I went by myself, and we're going to go again. It's going to probably not be till the spring. There's a lot of things going on right now, and I would like to hit Scotland. But for everybody out there, Peter and I have been going back and forth with each other for over a month about getting him on the show, and he sent me quite a bit of literature, some of it from a manuscript he had been working on. And I talked to him. We emailed yesterday because he was going to come on here on October 26th. of next month. And I heard from Bill Crawford today, and Bill said, did you hear Peter passed away? And I was like, I just talked to him yesterday. He said he died last night. Now, Peter, for anybody that doesn't know, Peter had a pretty serious heart attack a little over a week ago. If he didn't get to the hospital on time, he would have perished then. But we thought everything was all right. He was back home. We were going back and forth. So our condolences, everybody that's involved with the show, and obviously FBC and Eminem. We're really sorry you lost a great man, and it's such a historian. And you'll never find somebody like this again, and I'm sure there's going to be more and more stuff out on Facebook and everywhere else about him. So, Peter, I'm sure you're in Valhalla right now, and say hello to everybody because there's an awful lot of lifters waiting there for you. So we're going to talk about – this is going to be interesting because a long time – about a year ago, I put Erin on a sandbag routine, and she liked it, and I know that she's gone back and forth with different things. Obviously, everybody does. But I'm going to talk, I think, about three of them. These are more or less my favorite. There's other ones, too. But I think these really got the best bang for the buck if you're really going to dedicate some time to it. And obviously, we'll bring Erin in on this stuff because she's done it, obviously. The first thing we're going to talk about is step-ups. Now, you know, this is a big thing with Olympic lifters. Usually, they put the bar on the back, you know, similar of a back squat. They'll step up on all different heights of whatever they construct, usually out of wood. We use, because I'm not looking to take my leg and put it up like on a flat bench and try something like that. Number one, it's dangerous. You know, you get out of balance with some weight on, you can flip right on your face and you end up dead. What we do here is I take cinder blocks, three of them, and put them all together because, you know, people have a tendency to not know where their feet are. They might step off to the side. You don't want to do that. Or sometimes you can step right off in the front. So how we did it today with little Al is, and Dennis, Al was using a 50-pound bag, and we've got all different sizes here, and Dennis was using 100. And we were doing rep ranges where he's never done anything like this. I did kind of a pyramid with him and Dennis. We were going like 8-8-8. 6-6-6, 5-5. Obviously, you can double it because you're working both legs. I think the step-ups, and one of the reasons why I do the step-ups besides the top to bottom you're getting hit with the exercises, it teaches you how to hold something. And I'm very big on this, and we're going to get into this when we talk about walking with the either a stone or a sandbag. All right, Erin, step-ups. What do you like about them most? What do you feel beneficial-wise to you yourself? How do you feel about them, put it that way?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I incorporate them quite a bit. I'm a fan of I think what it is about the step-ups is I can feel everything because
yep.
I'm usually holding weight that's challenging enough for me. To get through, well, today I was doing sort of higher volume, so I did, you know, left, right, step-ups, let's see, 3 sets, 4 sets of 15 each leg, and I do it at a high enough, I'm a shorty, so,
yep.
I, you know, the step for me is probably not where the step for you would be, but right at my knee level, a little bit higher, so that I'm really hinging at the hip, and I'm really lifting my leg up. And when I get to the top, I lift my opposite leg. So if I step with my right, I do a high
yep.
knee lift on the left. And then if I want to play around even more, I'm trying to push with my arms so that I push up
mm-hmm.
with the weight, depending on what I'm holding, right? But what I love about it is that I'm using everything, right? I'm using my shoulders,
yep.
my back, my glutes, my legs. I like my legs to stay powerful, so I really do enjoy them. And I hit
yeah.
my glutes pretty good. I think the glutes are key. A lot of people don't try to focus on them, and they're not ever really using them. I overcompensated with my hamstrings and quads
yep.
for a long
well,
time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people, too. I mean, one of the reasons it's really good is most people sit on their ass all day behind a computer screen, and you do a lot of damage to your ass. People don't realize you can flatten it out. Obviously, you're going to send all kinds of, you know, you hear these people, I get sciatica or, you know, my I know when I sit here, too, I hate it. After a while, man, you'll get up and your legs almost feel locked. And if I'm doing a lot of that after I worked out the night before, I don't like that. I'm always trying to wiggle my feet or my toes or do whatever I got to do it. But I like step-ups. I do them a lot of time. If I'm going to do them, right now I'm not embarking on them at all because of what I'm doing with this knuckle-down program. I just wrote that specifically works the power rack at every angle and works the Husa steel stone. There will be more on that, but it's real interesting. And I've already made some pretty big strides in four workouts. And then I break it up like we were talking about with the one-sided training on the fourth week. I think they're fabulous. I'll tell you something else I've got Al doing is this, and I do them sometimes just for a warm-up. I like doing the inner thigh with them, and that means, you know, you'll have your foot, like, I'll be at the end of the brick, the tail end of it, and obviously I'm pulling my, I'm sideways. I'm not standing in front, and I pull the other leg from the ground onto the block and then push off again, or should I say push in, pull the leg back up again, et cetera, et cetera. I found that those things will beef your inner thighs up too. I like doing that. And then, you know, I just feel that the whole endurance benefit and the strength. I mean, the reason why I've got him doing those besides, because he's told me he's running up and down the basketball court with ease. You know, just, and he says his jumping ability's gotten higher, and this is why I was mating these things up. But the thing that really drove me to getting him to do that was to prepare him for some major stone lifting now in this winter, because that's not going to stop. And my feeling is this. When you learn to bear hug something and drive your forearms through something, see how you feel when you do that. Now, after I squatted real heavy the other night, I used the new crusher stone and didn't go over 150 pounds with it, which is very light. But on that night, when you're going heavy like that, I'm doing more of an endurance strength. I mean, I could have done more, but the idea here is this. Learn how to clean it properly, because it's been a long time since I've been pulling off the floor with it, and it is a massive, massive implement. Learn how to set. Learn how to pull that thing properly, because when you build that foundation, it all comes back, and you will lift like crazy again. So that's the important thing. Plus, I want to see how – my driveway's gotten quite jagged in a lot of places because we've dropped things. And once we're done with a lot of this, I'll have it redone. But there's no reason to in the back. There is some broken pieces, so you got to be careful. But I was running pretty much all out with that thing. And I did five rounds like that, and I felt smoking good. So it prepares him for what I want to do. But I think for anybody, there's nothing like learning how to squeeze something very, very hard. And put it out like that, because it prepares you for a lot of things. So, you know, this is what I want to do. Now, as far as when you're doing this stuff, what do you feel? I mean, you know, you're out hitting that. Do you like the squeeze and the stuff? I mean, do you think that's beneficial for you? Have you thought of it that deeply, that far ahead, or not?
What do you mean by squeeze?
Well, when you got your forearms wrapped around that,
yeah,
and you pull that into your chest. Now, do you have a tendency to concentrate on that or not? I mean, some people don't, but I think when you hold anything, you need to do things like that. I think I just like the signals it's sending all the time. That's all.
Yeah. So today, for instance, when I was gripping and holding, right, and stepping up, I was focusing on initially my upper body and squeezing and kind of like my stance and how I was moving and then counteracting the movement, right, to balance myself. I think that's what I really like about it, is that because you're dynamically stepping forward and up at the same time, you're trying to kind of counterbalance that with your upper body. And then when I started to get tired, I noticed that I needed to focus more on my legs, right? First of all, I didn't want to fall over and kill myself. But really planting my foot and really focusing on driving with my glutes and my hamstrings up.
Well, and I mean, I just think that's real important like that. And that was the first thing we hit with him. The second thing that we went to was he never did this before. And I don't know if you've done it. I think this is one of the best ways to really get your ass in shape, and it will put you on your knees if you really hammer this thing. And we did the sandbag to the shoulder. So what you would do is straddle the sandbag between your feet, and you would grab it any way you want to grab it, bring it up to your shoulder, put it back down on the ground, and you don't hold it. You let it stop. So we're doing everything dead stop, then go to the other shoulder. So we did with that the same thing, kind of the same progression. It was like 8-8-8-8-8, 6-6-6, 5-5-5. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I did it from the workout you gave me.
Okay, I didn't remember if I did that.
Yeah.
That there is smoking. That will smoke you like you wouldn't believe. You know, everybody likes to use that word core. I won't do that. I call it midsection. There you go. Top to bottom again, you know, using varying sizes of weight where you can take, say you can handle a 130-pound, 150-pound sandbag, and you have another one running at 75, or you have a 50, 75, 100. You can change your rep ranges. You can go up and down the scale, as I call them, where we'll do that with stones. You know, you might go from 50 to 175. The idea is to pick up all 6, 7, or 8 stones up, down, up, down, up, down. And I'm not talking standing up with it. You can bring it right to your waist, drop it, go to the next, and then you got to go from heavy to light again. So you can do that with the sandbags, and you can keep your rep ranges from singles to 8s to 15s to 20s. It all depends what you want to do, what you got going for the day, and if you want to go down on your knees or not. And I find that is one of my favorite movements to do. I mean, did you like doing that? Did you have success with that? Is that something you would recommend?
I did have success with it, and I thought it was – what I love is that for me, it was hitting my central nervous system. Like, it was taxing me, definitely. Yep. It was asking for all my energy pathways to work.
Yeah, and the thing is with stuff like that, you can build it to any way you want, and that's what I like about it. Sandbags, for anybody that's not sure, and I didn't really go into this in the beginning, is this. Sand's cheap. You can get any type of bag, usually at a Home Depot, at even the mom-and-pop hardware stores, they carry them. You know, if you got Lowe's in your area. But I think Iron Mine makes the best because they make the bags. You can also use military duffel bags. I have that, and I have some of the Iron Mine ones. But they make the liners for them. And you really got to have good liners because most of my stuff like that's outside. I tried burlap. Burlap basically gets wet and rots out, and the next thing you know, it's falling down. I told the story one night. I got done squatting. I was like, and this is when I had the shoulder injuries. And I was like, I'm carrying no matter what. I was feeling good. I was getting close to the end of all this stuff. It's pouring rain. So I go and grab the 75-pound sandbag that was out. And my driveway is 95 feet, and I was like, I'm doing the whole friggin' driveway as many times as I can. I don't care. And it was coming down, man. So I just grabbed it. I was like, you know, it's just a test, man. I want to do this, and I want to see if I can get through it and crush it. So I'm going down, come up every time, you know, I'm dumping it back on the ground. And I'm not noticing, but I broke a hole in it. So that means we got wet sand now because the whole bag's wet. So I go to pick it up, and of course, it looked like somebody threw mud right in my face. It got in my eyes. I could hardly see, and I was covered already with mud. Plus, I'm wet. I'm bear-hugging that thing and screaming down there. By the time I finished 5 rounds with it, I was pretty cooked because I hadn't done it, and I was pretty gassed. Well, when I dropped that thing, I had mud from my hair all down the front of me. You couldn't even – I had an FBC T-shirt on. You couldn't even see the color in my T-shirt. I was the color of mud everywhere. I got to tell you, I loved it. It was great. I looked like a friggin' train wreck. I looked like I had mud makeup on my face, like somebody gave me a mud pack. That's what I looked like. But you know what? You go out, you do it, you prove it, right? And that's what it's all about. And now I'm going to slide right into the biggest thing of all, carrying. I've said this before on multiple shows. If I knew about carrying what I know now, say 20 years ago, I think I would have been a much better athlete even. It's never too late, but man, oh man, I mean, the carrying can make or – I'm not even going to say any breaking with it. It will make you a Superman if you give it the time and the energy to do it. Take a sandbag, get a river stone, but since we're concentrating on sandbags because they are cheaper, they're safer if they hit you, chances are you're going to get some pretty hard bruises and you might limp for a day or two. You hit your foot with a rock, chances are you're going to break the top of your foot, break toes. I've done it. You don't want to do that. But here, it's a very simple concept. You wrap your arms around it, pull it up. It's almost like doing a high pull. Pull it right into your chest. Try to stand as erect as you can. Try to pull those shoulder blades back till they're touching. And, man, you take off with all your might. You know, learn to use maybe longer strides, shorter strides, choppy strides, whatever works for you, because that's the most important thing. When I'm training for Iceland or lifting any stones, I used to use a longer stride. I don't do that anymore because I believe, if I remember, I think it's 52 steps around the goat pen. It's a lot of steps, man, when you're carrying over 400 pounds. You want to be able to move because a lot of the stones in the pen, there are some that stick out a little bit. If you get too close to the pen, you're going to trip and you'll kill yourself or get hurt really bad. You've got to learn how to walk because this is like a down and up and around the bend, and you come back down, and then you come down a little bit down a hill where you lay the stone down if you're, if you've been victorious there. So the nice thing about when you're carrying, once again, you can set up all kinds of different stages. This is what we do with the Hoosa steel stones. Might walk 10 feet, say, with 340. Grab another stone because I'm waiting for Ryan, who we're doing the new stone with the other new one. We are literally going to have four stones running at once here, which is going to be insane. You might go to that next stone. It might only be, let's say, 180 pounds. You scoot down for 30 feet, grab the next big stone. That could be at 275, 280. You go down, you grab the other one. You could have it at 100 pounds, and you trot. You go down, and you start the whole thing coming back up. I'm telling you right now, not only will you be strong and enduring, you'll be unstoppable. I mean, you'll never build power and strength like that, but you're going to have to give it some time, and it will change your whole body composition. I've talked about this on previous shows. We talked to Bill Crawford, how basically your hair will look like it's getting thicker, your skin will look thicker, your bones look denser, and it's no illusion. I can't wait to get out here this winter. I'm going to try to see if I can train sleeveless again, no matter what the weather is. I put sleeves on one time last year. That was it. I would not let myself. There was days I thought I was getting frostbite on my arms. I was like, fuck it, I'm doing it anyways. I need those kind of things in my life, especially right now. I like the idea where it's like I got to fight for everything. It's a good way to be if you can withstand it. So, Aaron, tell us about your experiences with carrying. Are you a big proponent of carrying, or what's your feelings on carrying sandbags, stones, et cetera?
I would like to do – I think I've said this before. I'd like to do it more. I'd like to do it most of the time. The workouts that I really enjoy the most, that I gravitate back to, I've got a couple sort of pre-built workouts that I shift around, and maybe I shift the volume and the types of things that I'm carrying. I tend to, because I go to my gym that's really close by my house when my days are busy and I'm just trying to get it in there, I tend to just grab whatever they have. And they have a lot of sort of squishy, really heavy medicine balls and dumbbells and things like that. Ideally, I'd like to be grabbing any other ungainly abstract object.
Yeah.
I do what I can, though. Sometimes I grab my child. And I run around. I'm not kidding. When I got to squeeze some things in, I really think that if you can stop in your day and do sort of repetitive, whatever it is you're working on, right? I think it comes from sort of an Eastern Bloc training mindset of just volume all throughout the day, right?
Yeah. But, you know, the thing with these things is just like, you can set these up any way you want, anybody, any size. I mean, look, I got my little nephew, Danny. He's 5 years old. I got him flipping a car tire already.
That's great.
And he loves it. I mean, it's like, I'm like, run up faster. You know, it's a 15-inch tire. He mutilates it, man. And it's like, I even got my little niece, Madeline, doing it too. She's an awesome, I mean, she's just turned 8. That kid can sit and do handstands, get in a wrestler's bridge. She's unbelievable, man. I mean, I watch her go do ballet. I mean, just no one's ever told her. I mean, she's just a good – and she's a peanut, man. And it's like I've watched her play soccer. I love going over and watch her play soccer. And it's like mixed, you know, little guys and girls. She's out kicking at the guys. She's knocking them down and shit. And my sister's funny as hell. Like the kids she'll go to school with, the guys will call the house or the mothers and they'll want to talk to Maggie, right? And my mother said it's hilarious, man. And my sister's telling me about it. It's like the guys are always calling her to go out and play. He wants to know if she wants to play today. I mean, it's funny as shit. Because she's like kind of a little tomboy, man. And her and Danny go at it good. But when they come over here, they got the whole thing. So they've been around so much fitness between Dan and my sister and myself and my brothers and his brothers. His brother is, you know, he was the captain of Yale football, man. And they've got a diet of that around them all the time. Nobody pushes them like the thing with the tire. You know, I walk up to Danny. I say, hey, you want to try this? I said, I do this. And he's like, yeah. So I'm saying, I'm going to show you how to do it. It was like a fish to water, man. And it's like I love doing that stuff with kids. It's like little Al here. 14-year-old kid, man, I was so proud of him today. He broke two of his records, man, and I just wanted to see how he'd react with somebody else around him. And that, to me, is the most satisfaction. I mean, I like getting out there and mixing it up. I mean, he's going to be training with me, so he's going to have a hell of a time with me because I show no mercy, man, and I'm very aggressive, and I can be a real bad dude at times, man. So hopefully he can stay with the program, and I think he will. But he's going to learn how to contest train the next 6 to 8 months. So I expect huge things out of him. And, I mean, I'm fair, but, you know, when we go in there, I'm not going to be putting my arm around telling him everything's all right. It's going to be like you're going to probably walk out of there with some cuts and some scars, and that's the way it is. And we'll get you ready. And then when you're on the field competing, there isn't going to be any teardrops coming down your face. You're going to go out there, you know, with vision and excitement and power and strength and all those good things, man, I like to talk about. That's the way it is. So, to wind this up before we get into your end especially, what would you say to people, you know, if they come up to you and they see you training with sandbags and, you know, they have questions for you? I mean, you've done a lot of things. We know that. But how would you present that to, say, like a 14-year-old guy or girl comes up to you and, you know they've been watching you the last few times in there, and finally they get the nerve up, or, you know, maybe you look at them and you walk over, you know, you just exchange hellos and that's it. So what would you say to a kid, or it doesn't matter, kid, adult, but let's go with the young kids that are watching you. How would you present that to them, Aaron, if they asked you?
Well, I think that you naturally hit on exactly what is fantastic to do with kids. And you know, teenagers, young adults, is you invite them into it. You don't focus on, well, here's all the benefits and what you're going to get out of it. It's enjoy this thing. Let's have this experience. Let me show you, and then let's develop you and see how capable you are. You know, they want to be tested. And they want to rise to the occasion and feel confident. That's what they're looking for from us older adults. And unfortunately, just kind of the way the world is now, they're not getting enough of that. You know, not enough people are looking them in the eye and asking them to rise to the occasion. And that's what they need. That's the training for adulthood that they're not getting and they want. So, you know, you make it fun. You make it challenging. You make it exciting. Hey, you want to try this? Or if I was out doing it and a 14-year-old female or male, you know, happened to be watching me and they were close enough where I could go over and go, hey, you want to try it? I'll show you. Let me show you a few things. Right? Because once they do it and they feel capable and they've done it, then you can talk about, well, this is what this is going to do for you. You know?
Right.
The world is your playground. Let's make you the boss of the playground. Like, get some, enjoy it. This is your day, grab it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's real important because You know, a lot of things can make or break you, and a lot of people can make and break you. And in this world, it's a lot tougher out there. And, you know, when I have people stop me a lot of times. You know, the old classic thing is, you lift? And I'm like, sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no, and they look like, what? You know, but I think you got a responsibility to if someone asks you without being ridiculous, because I like talking to anybody just about, and I don't have trouble speaking to anybody. I can talk to almost anybody about anything. It's a natural thing with me, and the idea is, especially when you got somebody that's interested in doing something physical and they see what you're doing. The thing with me is, if it's me alone or with somebody else, there's a very high intensity level with me, and a lot of people won't go near you when you're doing that stuff. But it's almost like, you know, if they see in a different setting, they'd be more inclined to ask. And it's like, I've never said no to anybody. I've helped people any way I can, man, because I want to keep spreading the word of this stuff and keep getting it out there, because we got a friggin' fat kid society now, totally. It's like, you know, you can't. There's so many things you can't do in school now because everybody gets hurt or insulted, or they don't want to make somebody feel bad. It's like, it's all bullshit, man, because you're going to go through life. People are going to make you feel bad. People are going to hurt you. All I can tell you is, you better get some thick skin on you, because if you don't, you're going to be in for a world of hurt. And don't let people that hurt you define your life for you, the rest of your life, because too many people go through life like that. They let people say things to them, or they get hurt by somebody really bad, and they never come out of it. And it's like, what a waste of life. What a fucking waste of life. It's like, you know, you've got so much ability. I think everybody's got championship ability in them. Everybody's got winning ways in them. It's like, stop thinking about all the things you can't do and think about the things you can do. But that's for another show. But that's what I wanted to get into with the sandbag. But, you know, it's all the mental stuff anyways, you know. I got a saying that I heard Les Brown saying one day, and I say this to myself repeatedly: it's not over until I win. There's a lot there. I mean, when you're going through a lot of things, whether it's business or exercise or relationships or whatever it is, it's mainly concentrated to what I'm dealing with right now, where I want to get away and set some records, and I want to, you know, make this business grow bigger and bigger on both ends, whether it's the show or the products or whatever. You have to go in with that mentality. And if you bring that mentality to sandbags and like everything, keep building upon everything you do, you're going to be a winner. And there's no doubt about it. But the thing before we shift over now is this. I'll tell you this. It's not going to happen in 90 days. It might take you decades. And you got to be ready and willing to commit to that. If you can commit to things like that, you'll be the best person you can be, and you'll be the best person that anybody you surround yourself with or they surround you with. It will affect your relationships, what you do for a living, everything. You're going to see things different than people. I was telling Aaron this offline. I don't see things at all like most people do now. I don't connect in that way anymore, because I'm thinking of totally different things, different values, ways that I want to just harden up and just be the best I can be. And I've never been a follower to begin with. My father was always very strict with me. He used to say it to me all the time: be a leader, not a follower. As a kid, you're like, okay, Dad. Well, now as a grown man, somewhat, I subscribe to that totally. So if you got anything to add to that, be my guest. If not, let's move right into the snickerdoodle smoothie there, the cookie smoothie.
Absolutely. Let's do it. I think if I was going to add anything, I'd just say that I like the thinking, which goes along with what you eat, right, and how you live your life. Everything that you do to support a healthy, full lifestyle, which is, you're not thinking short term and white knuckling it and thinking, oh, well, when I get here, then I can drop my pack. Or when I get to this point, then my whole life will come together. Right. You're thinking,
yeah,
that it's the paradigm shift itself. It's the new way of thinking that's building your strength every day. And you've got to exercise that positive thought just like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome. Love it.
Well, hit it.
Hit it. Okay, snickerdoodle cookie smoothie. So this is where I'm coming from this week, you guys. I like to give you my thinking on this. My child had a birthday, so I'm thinking all about her. School just started up again this month. You know, September is the going back to school month. And for whatever reason, when September, October hits, even in Southern California where I live, where there's still a heat wave and I haven't smelled that smell of fall, I get that new revived, something new is happening, I'm growing, I'm changing my life kind of feeling. And I love it. I like school. I'm kind of a dork that way. But the snickerdoodle smoothie and spicy PB&J is just like school food, but for us grown-ups who want to take care of ourselves. So that was my thinking. And so I'm going to give you this great post-workout recipe that I came up with. There are snickerdoodle cookie smoothie recipes out there. Mine is a little tiny bit different. And here are the fantastic ingredients. So, a cup of unsweetened vanilla, almond milk, or cashew milk, coconut milk, whatever your flavor is that you like to do, or regular old milk. So I am always an advocate for pasture-raised if you're going to go that route, please. And then 2 to 3 medium soft dates with, make sure that there's no pits in them. There usually aren't. 1 scoop of your protein powder. If you use 2, use 2. You know, if you want extra, do that. I use, I kind of go half and half. I use a little bit of my veggie protein powder. I use MRM, performance protein, because it's really got a complete amino acid profile for those folks out there who are looking for that. But I also have a vanilla whey isolate that I use, which gives it that fluffy creaminess, which is great. Mm-hmm. A couple teaspoons of almond butter and a dash of cinnamon. But I almost didn't give this to you guys. Here's the secret ingredient. I almost didn't reveal this because I was like, do I want everybody to know my secret ingredient that I use in almost all my smoothies that keeps me full, adds this another layer of great properties? And then I just decided, I'm going to be generous. Give it away. I add frozen zucchini to almost every single smoothie. Why? Because it adds fiber. You cannot taste it. And it makes it like almost the same texture of a frozen banana when you put a frozen banana in a smoothie, and it makes it more like ice cream, right? More creamy, just creamier and some bulk, right? So then it fills me up and it's just fantastic. So there's my secret, you guys. Chop.
Nice.
Always have a big, so what I do is I buy a bunch of zucchini, I chop them up, wash them, of course, chop them up in probably less than 1-inch size pieces, throw them in a freezer bag, and I'm just always adding those to my smoothie. And it keeps you full. It gets in more veggies. I'll give you some great things about zucchini coming up. And a dash of cinnamon. Okay, blend. There you go. Anybody can do it. Blend those things together.
Nice.
I am going to tell you, okay, not only does this taste like a cookie, like a snickerdoodle cookie, but here's the great thing about the ingredients. I always like to give you guys these extras. The date is so good. You've got the fiber, you've got potassium, copper that you don't get everywhere, and a lot of us are very deficient in, manganese, magnesium, vitamin B6. So dates are anti-inflammatory because of the magnesium. And I think we've talked about magnesium here before, but I won't go too far into it, but it's essential, and most of us are depleted. It helps reduce blood sugar because of the magnesium as well and the potassium, right? So that helps to regulate and reduce your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So in some cultures, dates are considered an aphrodisiac. Why? Because they help out with the blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And help you get blood to where it needs to go quickly. So
that's a good thing.
So dates are a good thing. Dates are a good thing. We don't get manganese as much as we should, probably. It plays an important role in digestion of protein and carbs. So it's great that we're getting that in the dates. And just almonds, we hear a lot of the benefits of nuts. I am not a So I come from the paleo background of nutrition, and a lot of people gravitate towards eating a ton of nuts. I don't think that's such a great idea, actually. But I think in your smoothies, getting a little bit of that fat in there to slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates, and also it makes it rich and satisfying, is a good idea. I think that cashews, for me, are more easily digestible. A lot of people have problems with nuts. But almonds offer the most protein, fiber, calcium, vitamin E, and niacin, which helps release energy from carbohydrates and gets that pump on. So they're fantastic. They're one of the highest antioxidant nuts, and they have a little bit of a prebiotic effect based on some research. So they're also known for adding vitality to your manhood or womanhood, if you will. And that's because they're a good source of arginine, at which that amino acid is helpful for releasing nitric oxide, which improves blood flow. So there you go. Zucchini. So I'm gonna toot my zucchini horn. So you've got the fiber, and when you've got testosterone, estrogen, and you are lifting the way you are, and growth hormone, it's not only important that your body uses these hormones, but that it dumps them appropriately too. So fiber binds with the used form and helps your body eliminate them. It also helps attach. The fiber attaches to bile acids produced in the liver for digesting fat, and slows down the ability to digest even more fat. So it kind of helps regulates your body's absorption of the fat intake. And then vitamins high in A and C. I mean, zucchini is high in vitamins A and C. We talked about C a lot. We talk about it a lot because it is all about repair, boosting the immune system. And we go through a lot of cells on this team, and we need a lot of repair. So there you go. B-complex vitamins are in zucchini also, and it's got manganese as well, and zinc, which is fantastic for testosterone.
Absolutely. Especially if you're losing a lot of it, so it's good.
Exactly. Athletes need more zinc.
Especially if you're having sex a lot, you're going to eat a lot of zinc.
And that.
Exactly. That's it. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so the next, your post-workout meal, it's a fun one. You've got football season coming up. Wings. Yep. Hello. Everybody loves wings.
Yeah.
This is a different one. It might throw you off. You're like, PB&J? What? Gross. But what we're really saying is that wonderful, delightful, delectable mixture of sweet and fiery and buttery at the same time, which everybody loves that. If you think about every good sauce, it's got those elements to it, depending on how spicy you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, do you like it spicy?
Yeah, I do. I like it real hot.
Me too.
Inferno hot.
Yeah, so if you want to make it spicier, it's not difficult, and I'll tell you how. And I've actually got a regular recipe here, and then like even a quicker one. So for your PB&J wings, you need a jar of no sugar added natural jam, and you can find it. It's either really low sugar, or sometimes it's a little bit more expensive jam, but you'll notice there's not a lot of crap in it. It's really just fruit. And get the flavor you like. You can use grape, berry, even like an apricot works. That adds a whole different sensibility to it. It's less PB&J, but it's delicious. A half a cup of natural organic almond butter. I like to get it from the store where you just crank that grinder on and you know what's going into it.
Absolutely.
A quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, which aids in digestion, helps break down the muscle fibers as the wings are marinating, and it's going to help get into the wings all this great flavor. And adds a little bit of zing. And as much hot pepper sauce as you like. just go for it. I suggest you start off and just like do less than a teaspoon, unless you know you like it spicy. I just kind of pour it in there. And salt. And so then you need at least a dozen wings, all right? And just go ahead and mix them all together in a big Ziploc bag with this stuff. Like, mix this stuff together first, then throw the wings in, let it sit overnight, and then you preheat your oven to 375, put your wings on a greased rack or a foil-lined sheet and bake for 30 minutes, then turn it and baste with the juices on the bottom in another 20 minutes. There you go. They're delicious, and they're a hit at parties and all of that, and people will love them. If you're making them for kids, don't put the hot sauce in. Just saying.
Yeah.
I have a really funny story. Side note, my sister used to backtalk my dad, really, like my mom really, but my dad was in the room. She didn't get anywhere with backtalking my dad. He said, "You do it one more time, I'm gonna dump this hot sauce down your throat." The little girl, I cannot believe it. My jaw dropped because I grew up with, like, ultra respect. I was the older kid, the more responsible one, of course. She said something to my dad and also spit. I could not believe it.
Wow, man. Wow.
You know, this was before, like, you know, parents really got the, like, you know, before CPA was going to come and take your child.
Oh, yeah. He'd be in jail if he did that.
Hey. Yeah. So, she never did that again. But it's
absolutely not.
I remember about that.
I mean, it was a different time. You know, that's just the way it is. But, yeah, that wouldn't taste too good. We used to, though. I remember I got dared. Tabasco was, everybody thought it was the greatest thing. We were all sitting at the table, and I'm not going to get into the stuff, but my sister-in-law, it would be like always trying to dare me to do shit and all that. It was just kind of like a back and forth all the time. And I don't know what we were doing with Tabasco. I don't even remember it. And she goes, "I dare you to drink at least a quarter of that bottle right here." It's like, give me the damn bottle, man. I cracked the thing open and probably drank half of it.
Oh, my God.
It stung like crazy and everything. But I was like, you know, and my mom, I don't remember if my dad had passed away or not. And I remember my mother saying to me, she goes, "What the hell is wrong with you like that?" And everybody's like kind of like looking at me, and they're like laughing. My face was like beet red and everything. Oh. I still do it. I get that Melinda's hot sauce. Well, you know what I do? I put that on scrambled eggs.
Oh, yeah. Eggs are the perfect carriers of all things spicy.
All that stuff. I do that, and you know what I like to do? I think I told you on one of the shows. I've been like eating up. Oh, fellas, too. Here's another thing, a testosterone update. Eat lots of avocados, my boys. I'm telling you right now, you'll feel really good. I do what I like to do is I like, you know, I have it ready. I'll take avocado, you know, mix it in with the scrambled eggs, throw the hot sauce on it, put it all together, throw it on my plate. I've been addicted lately, and people are going to be like, "Oh my God, it's all fat." It's a great import store here, Pellegrino's, man, and the guys there are killer. We were all up there the other day, and it's ball-busting central. I mean, it is bad, man, and, you know, as long as there aren't other people there, but even a lot of the other people, they've been going there for years, and it's hilarious, and I've been eating pancetta like crazy. I've been on, like, this pancetta kick. I got so tired of eating, you know, the good bacon wherever I bought it. There's a new place named Chester's that opened up. It's a big German place. I went to it today for the first time, and they do everything there. And they have a stuffed bacon even there. I didn't get any because I got the pancetta. But I'll tell you what, I love pancetta. I mean, I love it. And I've been on a pancetta kick lately. And I also, too, like at that place, they got the best Italian sausage I've ever had, at least around in this whole area. And they make a summer sausage, which is very thin. And it's loaded with, like, garlic and cheese and all kinds of stuff. This stuff is when my brother-in-law was over here, they were here maybe about almost 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, for a cookout. I got a bunch of it. I bet he and I probably ate at least a third or a half of it while still cooking on the grill. And everybody was like, "Wasn't there more of this?" And we were just, like, laughing. Yeah, I said, "Yeah, we just ate about half of it while it was cooking, all right?" But I've been kind of, like, on a kick like that because I'm tired of, like, the same stuff for breakfast all the time, mm-hmm. and it really tastes good like that. And I know it's not grass-fed and organic, but you know what? I'm not really worried about it. I don't think that piece of sausage from there, and I know all the quality's good, but it's not to what I usually eat all the time. But sometimes you just got to change up. I just can't eat the same stuff all over every day. You know what I mean? It's like lifting. It's like you can't do the same thing all the time. You're going to get stale. Your system's going to get stale. You know, every morning before I start, there's a guy who comes on here, Steven Santangelo. He's an organic farmer in Kentucky. He's come up with this green formula that's unbelievable, and he works with a Mayo Clinic with cancer patients with it, and he sells it mostly to Navy SEALs and people that he's become friendly with. He doesn't advertise it or anything. I've been drinking that first thing in the morning when I get up, and it is, like, unbelievable. And he's got these minerals that are insane. You know, I drink it in hot water and, you know, heat it up on the kettle, the hot water, pour it in the teacup, drink it like that. And he's like, after every third or fourth day, you want to, if you can get in a bathtub, and I can't put my shoulders laying down in a bathtub, so I've got to sit up if I want. Oh, my God, it's like the best feeling you ever had. And now he's got a winter blend coming out. He sent me all the literature on it yesterday. I'm going to get on that. He said since he's done that, he's in his mid-60s now. He hasn't even had a sniffle since 1992. That's incredible, you know. And I know it has nothing to do, but since we're talking about health and getting better and good food and everything, I thought I'd bring it up. Aaron, what else you got?
Well, you mentioned the avocado and, you know, your testosterone, and I just wanted to tell you this weird fact. The Aztecs used to call, and I can't pronounce it in Aztec language, but basically they called the avocado tree the testicle tree.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. Not only kind of do they have that shape or look or whatever, but the high levels of folic acid and then B6 and potassium, they all help increase libido in both men and women. So if you're with your woman, eat an avocado.
Yeah, absolutely. That way you won't have to take Viagra.
Get messy together with your
yeah, avocado. It's like you're eating that stuff. Holy cow. But that's good, too. I like the taste of it.
Well,
you know, I've been...
Okay.
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to move on to a quick recipe.
Go ahead.
A quicker recipe. So if you don't have any time and you just want to, like, you've got the wings and you didn't marinate them, take a cup of almond butter and a bottle of sriracha sauce. Mix them together. If you want it sweeter, add a little maple syrup or honey, okay, just to taste, however you like the taste, and you just brush it on the wings and cook them like that according to the directions if you bought the wings out of a package. But if not, it's basically 350, 375 for 40, 45 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. But there you go with that. And, you know, a lot of folks might say, well, wait, this isn't the chicken breast and broccoli and sweet potato post-workout meal. That No. That's because I'm more primal than that. You need to get on the chicken. You need some cuts of dark meat. Now, wings are technically white meat, but essentially you're going to get a full range of amino acids that you don't get by selectively taking these, quote, really clean and pretty, you know, muscle meat pieces from, you know, the grocer, which is, if we were, as we were adapted to be, we didn't selectively just take these pieces. What we were eating were the mineral-rich pieces. So a lot more of the dark meat and getting a lot more of the cartilage and the tendon and the organ meats and all of that. And we tend to be lacking in those kinds of amino acids. So I think it's really positive if you're lowish carb, you might want to omit the jam or the sweetener. And if you're not and you want to add some carbohydrates, then all you need to do is bake some home fries along with those. So there you go.
Yeah, it's awesome, man, because that wing, who doesn't like wings?
Who doesn't like wings? Exactly.
Exactly. I mean, and they're easy to do, man, and you got something good to eat after you train. That's how I look at it. I mean, a lot of times after I train, I usually have a protein drink or something because I get in so late. But I have what I've been doing now, speaking of cashews, I don't do it when I'm training because you don't want to get anything caught in your throat when you're doing shit, because if you get anything chewing-wise, any fragments anywhere. But This was an old thing a lot of the old lifters used to do, too, is, you know, because chocolate milk is pretty much whey, in my opinion. If I want to do something like that, I'll come right in, and I only buy bottled chocolate milk because there's a number of places you can get it here that, you know, they've been around forever, and the stuff is killer. In fact, there's one place that just uses real cocoa, man, and it's like, it's not like a sweet chocolate milk, but it is out of this world. And I'll sit there and eat like half a thing of cashews with chocolate milk, man. Anybody that wants to bulk up, that'll bulk you up big time. So that's just another little tip. But I like all that stuff, anything to do with fats and all that. And I don't know why I even brought it up, but that's just a little ditty. What else you got?
I guess, you know, I've always got one more thing to say about nutrition. I would just say that chicken wings is particularly high, especially if you can get pasture-raised, and vitamin B3, which you can't get everywhere. Essentially, that's niacin, which is very important to everything that we're doing here, you know, to repair. So it's important for energy production. Make sure you're getting your vitamin B3. It's a good thing. Eat your chicken with the skin on.
Yep. Train and gain, man. You got to get those fats in, and away you go. The way I look at it is I want to be ready for the next workout, you know? I don't want to be limping around wondering why. You know, anybody that knows, if you're not eating well, especially after you train and then the next few days, I mean, I go by how hungry I am. I don't force things down anymore like I used to, but chances are I'm going to be pretty damn hungry, you know? And that's the only way I'm going to come back besides sleeping, and that's about it. So what else you got? Anything else?
That's it. I'd love to hear back from anybody who tries this, you know, so if anybody does try it or it doesn't work out or they think it's fantastic or they add something else, feel free to ping me and let me know what you did. Mackin.
Well, watch. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mackin at outlook.com.
You got anything? That's the best way to get a hold of you with everything, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the best.
Okay. You got everything then you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay, let me just finish up and just hang on, please. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com, Sorinex.com. Also, too, let me think, heartscollision.com. I had to think for a second. And then we got, obviously, Donnie's place, adexclub.com. Check that out. That's adexclub.com. Tell him we sent you. He's a great guy to deal with, and we've got a show I've got to put up that he was on all about the clubs and training injury and all that. Don't forget to go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Also, our two new products that are going to be launched, I'm hoping, this week, because Chris had to do all the video that I filmed last Saturday, which, wait till you see this, it came out killer. So don't forget those two products. Also, too, sponsorship, we've gone over that, $500 a month, $30 of that $500 goes to MDA for flu shots. Let's get involved because we plan on hanging around for at least 25 years. And like I said, we're going to have over 1 million listeners when I'm done. We celebrated our one-year anniversary last week. We've got close to 70,000 listeners right now in a year. That is out of sight, and we are just tacking them up left and right. And I've got a lot of shows still to put up, and we've got some big guests coming up, et cetera, et cetera. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com, iTunes and Stitcher, leave us a 5-star review. Everybody has. We thank everybody for that. You know, people are discovering us all over the place. I'm getting emails. I'm getting stuff on Facebook. I thank everybody for that. Just keep the word moving. We want to get more and more in here. If you want to get a hold of me, Fiorello Barbell Co. Or no, it's Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Obviously, if there's a certain show you'd like Aaron and I to do, that can be done. We'll just have to find out what you want. So send anything about that or any questions about anything to me. We're on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We are on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with these four things. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give them a little time. We talk about this all the time. Words can really do good things or bad things to people. try to push the good. That's important. You know, we all have bad days. We all slip up. But you know something? Just be careful what you say to people. You don't know how you're affecting them. You know, be a steward of strength. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to somebody or give them a smile. You don't know. That might be all they hear that day. And that is pretty – a lot of that's going on today. I've always said during shows I like to observe. Just watch all the people that are looking down all the time. Thirdly, go out and lift some big hunks of iron, lift some stones and turn them into dust. And remember this, we are domination, as the Hoosa Steel Crusher says. We are domination in red blood. We're over 1 million strong, and we aren't going to let anybody emasculate us. So everybody, go out there and do the best you can do. And Aaron, thanks for being on the show. Another great show.
Thank you, Eric. And see y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Okay. So for Aaron Mack, and this is Eric Fiorello, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll have this show up in the next 2 or 3 days. I've got to get some others up, but this is a great show, and we'll have that up. And don't forget, there are 3 other shows out there, and they are being downloaded heavily. Every show is real, real good. I mean, and they just get better and better. So we'll have more stuff on, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.